Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Senator McCormick, thanks for being here this morning. As you were there last night, front and center, as President Trump delivered this incredible 100-minute address and honored all of those individuals and especially the comparator family there.
Hey, Don, how are you? It's great to be with you. Listen, last night was incredible because I think it gave the president an opportunity to just describe in specific terms what's happened since he's assumed the presidency. It's just been a remarkable amount of achievement in terms of securing the border, stopping the flow, 95% reduction in illegal entry on the southern border, remarkable. The focus on energy, the focus on law and order. You know, he's laid out a plan that's going to get our economy back in shape. I'm worried about the inflation piece. That's the one that's taken a while under the Biden administration to create all this inflation. We got to pull that back. But it was, I think, just a tour de force. And the two things that were really meaningful to me was the comparator family, in the audience. The absolute honor that he bestowed upon Corey for his bravery to protect his family on that fateful day in Butler when he was killed and President Trump was shot. And I had a chance to sit with his wife and Corey's wife and two daughters in the second Butler rally. So I knew them a little bit, and I was just honored to see them. And then Mark Fogel. I had promised Mark's mom, who was in the audience on that same day in Butler, that I'd focus on her son. President Trump made the same promise. Neither of us knew, of course, he would be shot later that afternoon. And here we have 22 days into President Trump's presidency. Mark Fogel, who is languishing in prison for 3.5 years, a 14-year sentence of hard labor in Russia, comes home, and I had the honor, President Trump invited me over to the White House to welcome him home. So for me, it was just a very personal and, really meaningful night. And it was my first, of course, and I was obviously honored to be part of it.
Well, we love hearing, this first experience for you. Wanted to get to the issue of tariffs. I know there's some Lutnick news this morning. And, of course, the tariffs that we've been talking about in the headlines, Senator McCormick, are directly related to the fentanyl crisis, right? Because that's part of one of the many reasons that President Trump has imposed those. I know that you wanted to talk about this issue.
Well, I've been very clear during the campaign and since the president's assumed office that you can really use tariffs for two things. One, you can use them to change behavior. And we have this fentanyl crisis, which is out of control. 100,000 Americans died last year, 4,000 Pennsylvanians. And so the president's using tariffs to say, hey, get control of your border from Canada, from the southern border, and also from China in terms of sending the fentanyl ingredients. Stop the flow of fentanyl. So the first set of tariffs are for that. And I support that because, listen, there may be, as the president says, some disruption because of it. But think about this, 100,000 Americans. I mean, the scale of this crisis it's almost like people don't internalize how big a deal this is. It's the number one killer in our country. So these are punitive tariffs to get them to change their behavior, and I think it makes sense. The second kind of tariff is a reciprocal tariff. This is a case where we're not getting a fair shake in certain industries. China or other countries around the world are putting barriers to our exports. They're stealing our intellectual property. And the reciprocal tariffs are meant to level the playing field. I'm confident, and I think the president's confident, if American workers have a level playing field, they will thrive. But we got to make sure it's fair. And so the tariffs that the Trump administration put on aluminum and steel are to make an even playing field, a fair playing field, because other countries around the world subsidize those industries. So as the president said, we'll see how it goes. I'm monitoring very carefully. So is he. I know he's very sensitive to anything that's going to put pressure on inflation or slow down the economy. But these make sense. And if put in place strategically, I think it's going to be great for the American economy over time.
I know that Ukraine this morning making headlines with maybe the CIA director cutting off some of those informational meetings with Ukraine. I also want to get to another story locally just to make you aware because you and your wife, Dina, of course, we've talked about, you have a lot of girls, dad of daughters. But I wanted to make you aware of something, and that is that locally here, this is a federal judge, Beetlestone, just late yesterday afternoon ruled in a defeat of a Quakertown mom suing on behalf of her senior and high school daughter who was forced to run against a biological male. Her daughter came in second place. And essentially, I just wanted to put that on your radar, Senator. I know that you're just hopping out. And so I just wanted to, you're in D.C. there, and I want to get this word out directly to the Trump administration. So I just want to get that word out, because I know you're a dad of daughters and you fought to protect daughters. But as well, I wanted to get
I think the president mentioned it last night, and this is what I support. And I'm not sure what the judge ruled on today, but federal law, I think, will eventually deal with this, and the executive order certainly did, that biological males should not be able to compete in women's sports. And it's just very simple as a father of six, but I think most people see this as common sense. And there's two reasons for it. One, it's not fair to those female athletes who put it all on the line and are working so hard. I've got, six that played soccer and volleyball mm-hmm. and all sorts of sports. So it's just unfair, because it's a different set of biological capabilities in a man versus a woman. So it's not fair to the women. Second, we've developed these incredible women's sports through Title IX in our country, and this would destroy Title IX, which has essentially created these very robust women's sports that are of the envy of the world. And so this is a position I hold very strongly, and one that I'm going to keep advocating for. And I think President Trump is, as he said last night at the State of the Union, or at his address to Congress, is 100% on board with that same approach.
Senator McCormick, I know we have a few seconds maybe, and you have to jump off because you're very busy today and have to get back in session. But is there any other news that's breaking there? I know there's so much developing, and especially a lot of concern about what's going on with Ukraine. We keep hearing that this peace deal or minerals, rare minerals deal may be coming close.
Well, listen, I think the president was on the right path. That meeting in the White House or in the Oval Office was very unfortunate. I really do think President Zelensky showed a lack of gratitude and grace mm-hmm. in how he dealt with it. And the bottom line is, there's been an outline of a deal that's good for Ukraine, good for Europe, and good for America, which is essentially the following: stop the terrible fighting that's killed millions of people, hundreds of billions of dollars of destruction. Have an economic deal with the United States that aligns our interests. That's also a big deterrent for Russia ever invading in the future. Three, have the Europeans step up and pay much more for a security agreement for Ukraine. Russia is the aggressor. They have had decades of aggression. They started this war, but it's time for it to come to an end. And I think President Trump is in the unique position to be able to do that because of his deal making, because of America's economic and military strength. But others are going to have to play a much bigger role. And I think President Trump is forcing the Ukrainians and the Russians and the Europeans to stare at reality. And this isn't going to work unless the Europeans pay up in a significant way. The American people aren't going to continue to finance this if the Europeans aren't doing their part.
Senator McCormick, I know you've got to go. Hopefully your wife, Dina, and or you up next at some point to talk about your new book, Who Believed in You? And A Purpose-Driven Life. Can't wait to have the conversation, but I hope everybody, I know I got mine at Amazon.com. So thank you, Senator.
All right. I look forward to it. She's the star in our family, as you know. So thanks, Don. Great to be with you.
Aww. Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.